A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The high priest demanded an explanation of the apostles. "We gave you a formal warning," he said, "not to preach in this name. And what have you done? You have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and seem determined to fix the guilt of this man's death on us." In reply, Peter and the apostles said, "Obedience to God comes before obedience to men. It was the God of our ancestors who raised up Jesus, but it was you who had him executed by hanging on a tree. By his own right hand, God has now raised him up to be the leader and saviour, to give repentance and forgiveness of sins through him to Israel. We are witnesses to all this, we and the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him." They warned the apostles not to speak in the name of Jesus and released them. And so they left the presence of the Sanhedrin, glad to have had the honour of suffering humiliation for the sake of his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
Lift up the light of your face on us, O Lord. Lift up the light of your face on us, O Lord. When I call, answer me, O God of justice. From anguish you release me, have mercy and hear me. Lift up the light of your face on us, O Lord. It is the Lord who grants favours to those whom he loves. The Lord hears me whenever I call him. Lift up the light of your face on us, O Lord. What can bring us happiness? Many say, lift up the light of your face on us, O Lord. Lift up the light of your face on us, O Lord. I will lie down in peace and sleep comes at once. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Lift up the light of your face on us, O Lord.
A reading from the book of the Apocalypse. In my vision, I, John, heard the sound of an immense number of angels gathered round the throne and the animals and the elders. There were 10,000 times 10,000 of them, and thousands upon thousands shouting, "The Lamb that was sacrificed is worthy to be given power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing." Then I heard all the living things in creation, everything that lives in the air and on the ground and under the ground and in the sea, crying, "To the one who is sitting on the throne and to the Lamb be all praise, honor, glory, and power forever and ever." And the four animals said, "Amen," and the elders prostrated themselves to worship. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus showed himself again to the disciples. It was by the Sea of Tiberias. And it happened like this. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two more of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said, "I'm going fishing." They replied, "We will come with you." They went out and got into the boat, but caught nothing that night. It was light by now, and then there stood Jesus on the shore. Though the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus, Jesus called out, "Have you caught anything, friends?" When they answered, "No," he said, "Throw the net out to starboard and you will find something." So they dropped the net, and there were so many fish that they could not haul in it. The disciples Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." At these words, "It is the Lord," Simon Peter, who had practically nothing on, wrapped his cloak round him and jumped into the water. The other disciples came on the boat, towing the net and the fish. They were only about 100 yards from the land. As soon as they came ashore, they saw that there was some bread there and a charcoal fire with the fish cooking on it. Jesus said, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." Simon Peter went aboard and tracked the net to the shore, full of big fish, 153 of them. And in spite of there being so many, the net was not broken. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples were bold enough to ask, "Who are you?" They knew quite well it was the Lord. Jesus then stepped forward, took the bread and gave it to them, and the same with the fish. This was the third time that Jesus showed himself to the disciples after rising from the dead. This is the gospel of the Lord. Dear friends, the gospel says the disciples went back to their old ways. It is the third time Jesus is appearing, and the disciples have not had any hope. They thought everything is finished. So they said, "Shall we go back?" There's a funny story told about a grandchild and his father leading their old horse to town. As they passed by, people commented, "Why do these two not ride on the horse?" So the grandfather, the Lolo, decides to mount the horse. A few meters away, they meet some other people. They remarked in such a way, "Isn't funny that this old man should be riding while that poor boy is walking?" So he dismounts and puts his grandson on the back of the horse. While going ahead, they hear another remarks like, "How shameful, this kid is riding while his Lolo, the grandfather, has to walk." To end all those criticism, the grandfather decides that both ride on the horse. But when other pass by see them, they hear comments again like, "My goodness, don't this old man and child pity that poor decrypt codes. Shame on them. Completely at a loss, the old man and his grandson end up carrying the horse. This is what today's gospel says. Now Peter and company carrying the horse. That's why the gospel said they went back to their old ways in Galilee. But they went out again to fish, spent the whole night trying to catch fish, but they caught nothing. Actually, in the Bible, the night means absence of the love of God. Peter, the very efficient fisherman, tried his best. All through the night, nothing caught. And at daybreak, Jesus told them, cast the net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. They got multitude of fish. Actually, many of our people, or many of us, just like the disciples, in times of trials, in times of question, very difficult situations in our life, we ask the questions to God and blame God for the bad things that happen to us. We may experience difficulties in this life, but do not forget ever that there is a Jesus standing nearby. The gospel said it's only 100 meters near to them. Jesus was standing, but they couldn't see. That is the problem. In all our difficulties, painful situation, there is a Jesus nearby. Because of the fog, because of the mist, because of precipitation, they couldn't see Jesus. Meanwhile, Jesus was preparing the breakfast and everything. Dear friends, in our trial, difficulties, painful problem, don't think that there is no Jesus. There is no answer. There is a Jesus nearby. Because of our tear and sadness, we are not able to see Jesus. That is the only thing. He is preparing a better things for us in our difficulties. We shall open our eyes through our faith. And it is John, the disciple, who said, it is Lord. If we ask, why John? Why not Peter? Because it is John who slept on the breast or the chest of Jesus. He knew the warmth of the love of Jesus. Therefore, he could recognize very soon, there is Jesus. And Jesus says, friends, children, dear, do you have anything to eat? He has a solution to all our problems, difficulties, painful situation. Once they accepted Jesus as the Lord, Jesus asked a triple question to Peter. Since it was a very long gospel, I actually read the shorter one. And the longer one, it says, it continued to say, Jesus asked to Peter the triple question, do you love me? Why three times Jesus is asking to Peter? Why not one time? The answer would be, three times Peter denied the risen Lord. And it was the three times that the risen Lord gave him the chance to affirm his love. Dear friends, love is more important than our sorrows. And Jesus asked to Peter, do you love me in such a manner? as to sacrifice your life for me. Peter's story is our story. It's our difficulties. And Jesus says to Peter, follow me. We shall today just make a U-turn a little further. Jesus said, put your net just at the other side. If you make a single U-turn or a single something different, it makes great. Amen.